At KVGC News Time is now 6 minutes after the hour. Well, after spending two meetings reviewing the document, the Sutter Creek City Council has voted to adopt the Amador Recreation Agency's Regional Recreation Plan. The recreation plan lays out all future park and recreation facilities that will serve the county as a whole. Adoption of the plan also means the city will now collect a regional park and recreation fee to help pay for these new facilities, with a fee of a little over $3,200 for a new single-family home. Robin Peters was the only member of the council to vote against adoption of the park master plan. He raised several concerns during discussion, such as the fact that none of the regional park facilities in the plan are located in the city of Sutter Creek. The council also last night reviewed the annual audit of the city's finances. The report found the city's finances and accounting to be in good order, with the city increasing its net financial position by almost $1 million between June of 2019 and June of 2020. Long-term concerns over the city's pension obligations remain.
And Bank of Marin acquiring American River Bank to expand its Northern California footprint. David E. Ritchie Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of American River Bank Shares, released a statement yesterday saying, quote, "We are excited for the opportunity to join one of the strongest banks in the region. We believe our clients, shareholders, and employees will benefit." Now, American River Bank has 10 branches across the greater Sacramento, Amador, and Sonoma County regions. The transaction expected to close in the third quarter of this year. And upon closing, the bank will have approximately $4 billion in assets and operate 31 branches in 10 counties, including Alameda, Amador, Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, Placer, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sonoma. Now, through a press release, Russell Colombo, president and CEO, said yesterday, "This brings together two exceptional institutions that share complementary values and disciplined fundamentals. Bank of Marin will be able to expand its franchise by delivering the same legendary service that is the hallmark of a community bank on a regional scale." Now, founded in 1990 and headquartered in Novato, Bank of Marin currently operates 21 branches and 7 commercial banking offices.
Ion police have arrested a Los Banos man on a $1.5 million warrant out of Mendocino County. According to the Ion Police Department, shortly before 7 a.m. Monday morning, an Ion police officer saw a vehicle parked, taking up two parking stalls at a local gas station. The officer conducted a registration check of the vehicle and learned it was registered to Louis George Baglieri Jr. out of Los Banos. The officer then learned that the man had a $1.5 million bail for robbery, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and assault with deadly weapon, as well as an array of other serious and violent felony crimes. Baglieri Jr. was identified as one of the occupants of the vehicle and was arrested and booked into the Amador County Jail for the outstanding felony warrant, as well as two misdemeanor traffic warrants.
And four men missing in the wilderness of Calaveras County found safe after missing overnight. According to the Calaveras Sheriff Department, the four had left Sunday for an off-road trip and expected to return that same evening. But sheriff deputies located the subject's parked vehicle unoccupied early the next morning near White Pines Lake in Arnold. The men's cell phones had been left inside the vehicle. Now, the Calaveras Search and Rescue Team and CHP were activated. CHP utilized a helicopter and fixed-wing airplane to search the surrounding area, while 10 search and rescue volunteers responded and began the ground search. Well, at about 10:30 yesterday morning, one of the four men spotted riding his off-road motorcycle back to the truck. The man explained that all four motorcycles nearly ran out of fuel the day before. The four men had built a fire and stayed in the forest overnight. Well, that morning, the men consolidated the remaining fuel into one motorcycle in hopes the fuel was enough to make it back to the truck. The CHP helicopter able to locate the three other men from the air. Cal Fire personnel able to access the men through a seasonal gate closure so the men and their motorcycles could be picked up.
and local health officials and emergency medical teams throughout Amador and Calaveras County remind everyone that rattlesnakes are out and about. Yesterday afternoon, an 8-year-old boy was bitten by a rattlesnake at New Hogan. The child picked up the snake and was bitten on the hand. This is the second snake bite in Calaveras County so far this year. Now remember, this is the season for rattlesnakes, so please take the time to not only educate yourself, but your children about snakes.
And Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters, San Andreas Fire, and Cal Fire responded to a vehicle fire that extended into vegetation on 12 near Highway 26 Monday afternoon. Excuse me, that's 26 near Highway 12. First reported around 2 in the afternoon. By the time crews arrived, the vehicle, fully involved, burning alongside the highway near a home. Firefighters stopped the forward progress at a quarter acre. The cause under investigation.
And Cal Fire's Tuolumne Calaveras unit planning on conducting a hazardous fuel reduction burn near Highway 26 and Hogan Dam Road on Wednesday. The unit will be completing a hazardous fuel reduction project on 10 acres in the community of Rancho Calaveras. The treatment area was left behind after a heavy fire equipment operating trainer event, which was held in the spring. The goal is to remove hazardous fuels on the site, which is adjacent to subdivisions. Burning will begin on Wednesday between 8 and 10 in the morning and conclude around 6 o'clock that night. Smoke and flames will be visible during that time.
And the City of Jackson and George Reed Company performing roadway improvements in Jackson Tuesday, today, April 20th, and tomorrow, Wednesday, April 21st, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, the areas impacted will be in the vicinity of Hoffman, Stasel, Summit, Kearney, and Court Street today. Hoffman, Stasel, and Summit. Summit, Kearney, and Court tomorrow. So again, today's impacted roads. Hoffman, Stasel, and Summit Streets.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.